Welcome to this demo of the Talks software for the Nokia 3650 phone. My name is Rob Hubbard, and we're going to demo some new Talks software that's come out for you. You have already heard about the 9290 Talks software with the Nokia 9290 communicator. And what we're going to have for you today is a demo of the latest software from Brand Gerber Communications folks. They're going to send you the software if you want to get it from beyondsight.com. You can get the software, the Talks for the Nokia 3650 for $249, I believe the price is. And they will send it to you, or you can send them your phone and let them install the software themselves. I think you can even buy both the phone and the software from them. I'm not sure about that. But I know you can buy the software from them, and they will gladly install the software for you if you don't know how. If you have never installed phone software before, it's just like installing any other software. It's like installing it onto a hard drive. You, for example, for the Nokia 9290 and 3650, you have to have the PC Suite software installed on your computer first. That adds the SYS file type to your registry so that when you install programs for the Nokia phones, the program can say, hey, we recognize that file type, no problem. You got a good file there and we can install it. The other issue is you need a Pentium 4 computer or higher. If you don't have that, then you need to send the phone in and let the people at Beyond Sight install the software for you. Because if you don't have that, the Nokia PC Suite software will not run. We'll go into how to install the software on the Nokia 3650 here briefly. We're not going to demo that for you because I've already got it installed. But once you buy the software from beyondsight.com, they'll send you an email with a zip file in it. You'll unzip it, and there'll be two files. There'll be a ScanSoft TTS file and a Talks file. The ScanSoft TTS file should be installed first on your phone. Then you'll install the Talks software itself. Your phone should start talking immediately after that's done, and you'll be up and running. Again, it is vital that you have the Nokia PC Suite software installed already. You open that software up, it'll find your phone. If you're connected via infrared or Bluetooth, you'll need those cards or ready connections on your PC or notebook already. And they must be working in order for that to occur. Then you would open the Nokia PC Suite software for your Nokia 3650, let's say, and it would, if everything is in order, it would find the phone, and you would go into the device menu with an Alt-D, and you'd click Install Application, and once you did that, a file dialog box would come up. You'd go to the folder where you stored the file and click Open. Once you did that, the software would check your phone, make sure you got your memory card in and your phone's working okay, and that takes about a minute or two. And then a dialog box would pop up asking you if you want to install the software, and it'll say that it hasn't passed Windows validation. That doesn't matter because that box is going to pop up anyway, and you press Continue Anyway button, and it'll do that. You press the space bar or enter on that button, and the software will start to decompress itself, and the next thing that will happen is you'll get the install box come up. It'll ask you if you're sure you want to install. You say yes, click yes if there's a license agreement, or next. And then you'll get the phone drives. You'll get the C drive and the D drive. The C drive is your phone's drive, the phone memory, and the D drive is your device card. I happen to have a 64 meg card installed in my phone so I can put other stuff on there if I want to, other software and other things like that. Your phone comes with, I believe it's like 6 meg of memory already, so you So you'll have plenty of room to install the applications on your phone memory, and then you can get a 64 meg. And later this year, they're going to come out with a 256 meg, so you can really add something if you want to. And after the software installs itself, it will say, do you want to add another component? Now, if you're installing the Nokia 3650, you'll say yes because you've already installed the ScanSoft TTS file, which I told you about. Then you'll say yes, and it'll come up with the file dialog box. You'll find your TOX60EN.sys file. You'll install that by clicking open on it, and it will install itself, and you're ready to go. And that's all there is to it. Now, you have to download with the, if you buy the Nokia 9290, I think the phone software comes with it, but the if you buy the Nokia 3650, you've got to download the PC suite from the Nokia.usa.com website. You go to Nokia.usa.com, you pick your phone model from the combo box, and Nokia 3650, for example. You pick that. And you'll be able to go to the software download link and download the PC suite. It's about 30 meg in size. If you've got a dial-up modem, it'll take you about 3-4 hours. If you've got a cable modem or a DSL, it'll only take you about, a couple of minutes. Once you've installed the software and it's up and running, your phone will start talking immediately, and that's where we begin this demo. I'm going to assume that you've got your 3650 installed and you're ready to go. The software is in there. Now, I'm going to describe to you the layout of the phone. And in order to do that, I'm going to turn training mode on this Talx phone. So I'm going to just do that. Okay, there we go. So every key that I press on this phone, it will tell me what it is. This phone is a rectangular-shaped phone, and it feels pretty weird, actually. It's a nice phone, and it fits well in your pocket, in your purse, if you're a lady, if you're... Now, the phone, as I said, is in a rectangular shape, and at the top of the phone, you'll find the on and off button. The on and off button is... basically right on the right-hand side top of the phone, okay? Next thing is if you go a little to the left, you'll see a little push-in holder. What this does is it holds the screen display on. Now, on these 3650s, you can change the kind of screen display you have. If you don't like the default one, you can just change it. It comes right off. And you can order them. There are number keys that go from left down and then up again. They are in a circular fashion. The 1 through 0 keys go in a circular fashion on the very, very bottom of the phone. They start at the up top or left, the upper left, and then go to the upper right. Okay? In a circle. It's really funny. It reminds you of the old dial phones, kind of. But that's not exactly what it is. You've got two buttons at the very top, the send button on the left and the or call button and the end button on the right. If I press the button on the left,
options
or call is what it is. If I press the right button, back. Okay. The next two buttons on the left and right, on the left is the
call
or send button.
Call.
Okay. The button on the right, excuse me, is
exit.
So you've got the first button, the top button is your
options
button, which is key one. Your key two button is back. Key 3 is
call.
Key 4,
exit.
Key 5,
talk.
Key 6,
change output. Backspace.
Okay. What that does when I press that is it changes the output from numbers to text. It's very tricky because when you're not in training mode, it doesn't say anything when you press the button. So you have to be kind of careful. Now, your numbers, as I said, are down here on the bottom. Okay. Okay, then you've got your asterisk key, which is to the right of the, it's between the 2 and the 3 key. Now, that's your star key, your pound key. Your number key is between the 9 and 0, well, the 8 and the 9. So it's directly across from the star key. Okay? On the bottom, just above the 5 key, is the menu key. And it says in training mode. Just above the menu key is your arrows select key. It's a 5-way key. If I press up on the top of it, going up, it says up. If I press the bottom of it, going down, it says down. If I press the left side, if I press the right side, basically, folks, that's all the buttons there are on this telephone, okay? Now, I'm going to turn training mode off by pressing the talks key and 0. So just hold on here.
Talks. Training mode is no.
Okay, training mode is no. Now, okay, let's start navigating this phone. We've got a lot to do here. So we're going to press the menu key, which is just above the 5 key. Now, the telephone is where you can get your missed calls, if you've got any, which I don't, when people have left you a message, you can check your voicemail with that, or you can just press 1, 2, 3, and you press the call button, and it will, give you your voicemail as well. But I don't have anything in telephone, so it's not going to show me anything, so let's go down to 2. And we'll get into the contacts. So let's continue here with the contacts menu. Now in this you've got key 1 options and key 2 exit. So if we press the select, which is the middle of the arrow here, the excuse me. You can up and down arrow through your contacts.
Adam Dresner, 2 of 134. Adam James, 1 of 134.
Like so. And then you can press key 1 for the options.
Options. Open, 1 of 12. Key 1. Select. Keto. Cancel.
You can open.
Call, 2 of 12.
Call.
Create message. Submit to 3 of 12.
Create message.
No contact. 4 of 12. Edit. 5 of 12. Delete. 6 of 12.
New contact, edit, delete.
Duplicate, 7 of 12.
Duplicate.
Mark slash unmark, submenu 8 of 12.
Mark unmark.
Send, submenu 9 of 12.
Send.
Contacts info, submenu 10 of 12.
Contacts info.
Help, 11 of 12.
Help.
Exit, 12 of 12. Help, 11 of 12.
Now let's check out help, because I want you to see that help is available for all of the things on this phone. Everything has its own help menu. So let's go into help here and have Talks tell us about this contacts thingy.
Select. Contacts directory window. To view and manage contact information such as phone numbers and addresses, go to menu greater than contacts. Dot. To view a contact card, scroll to the contact and press the scroll key. To call a contact, scroll to the contact and press the call key. To also close the contact. Contacts window. Adams James, 1 of 134. Text. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Exit.
Okay, and that's what you can do with your contacts, and it's really cool. Let's go down now.
Calendar 3 of 23.
The calendar. Let's look at him.
Select. Wednesday window 8 a.m. 9 of 24. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
Now, it says Wednesday window, which is exactly what day this is, and it's not 8 a.m., but that's the hour it's on. If I scroll down...
9 a.m., 10 of 24. 10 a.m., 11 of 24.
Okay, see, so you've got the hours here, and if you do the options for it...
Options. New entry, submenu 1 of 7, P1, select, P2, cancel.
You can make a new entry.
Month view, 2 of 7.
You can have a month view.
Week view, 3 of 7.
A week view, which is view by week, and month view is view by month.
Go to date, 4 of 7.
Go to date.
Settings, 5 of 7.
Settings.
Help, 6 of 7.
Help.
Exit, 7 of 7.
Exit. Let's exit out.
Select. Menu window, calendar, 3 of 23, P1, options, P2, exit. Messaging, 4 of 23.
I'm down arrowed to messaging. Let's go in there.
Select. Messaging window. New message. 1 of 8. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
You can make a new message.
Inbox. 2 of 8.
Look at your inbox.
My folders. 3 of 8.
Look at your folders.
Mailbox. 4 of 8.
Look at your mailbox.
Drafts. 5 of 8.
Drafts.
Sent. 6 of 8.
Sent.
Outbox. 7 of 8.
Outbox.
Reports. 8 of 8.
Reports. And that's it. Okay, and you've got options for each of these. You can set them up and any way you choose. In fact, let's go back.
Mailbox, 4 of 8. My folders, 3 of 8. Inbox, 2 of 8.
Let's do the options on the inbox, see what you got.
Options, open, 1 of 8, P1, select, P2, cancel.
You can open it.
Create message, submenu 2 of 8.
Create message.
Send messages, 3 of 8.
Send messages.
Cell broadcast, 4 of 8.
Cell broadcast, which is broadcast on, like, the cellular network to other Nokia users.
Service commands, 5 of 8.
Service commands. You can send specific service commands if you know what they are. If you send in the short messages menu, if you send a message to 4646, you can sign on to your AOL. Instant messenger, and you can use your calendar, your buddy lists, you can send messages, and 4647 logs you off, by the way. And so if you have AOL on T-Mobile, you can log in and use that.
Settings, 6 of 8.
Settings.
Help, 7 of 8.
Help.
Exit, 8 of 8.
And exit. All right, let's...
Cancel. Inbox, 2 of 8. P1. Options, P2. Exit. Exit. Menu window, messaging, 4 of 23, P1, options, P2, exit.
All right, we down arrow.
Camera, 5 of 23.
The camera. Now, let's have a little play with this, because it is usable. And it is accessible, believe it or not. So if you know how to take pictures, if you're very confident in yourself, that you're pointing it at somebody's face and not where you shouldn't be pointing it, you can use this to take pictures. Let's do a select here.
Select. Camera window. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
Okay, you're in the camera window, so you would click options for key 1.
Options. Capture. 1 of 5. P1. Select. P2.
Okay, now you can capture.
Go to images. 2 of 5.
You can go to your images.
Settings. 3 of 5.
You can settings.
Help. 4 of 5.
Help.
Exit. 5 of 5.
Or exit. Now let's go back to capture.
Capture. 1 of 5.
Now, listen very, very carefully, because when I press the OK key, it's going to take a picture. Okay, here we go. Did you hear that? It took a...
Options, P2, exit.
Okay, now it's telling me key 1 options or key 2 exit. I'm going to hit options because the picture's up on the screen right now. I've got a picture of my face up here on the screen. Hopefully it won't break the phone, but we'll press key 1 and see what happens.
Options, new image, 1 of 8, P1, select, P2, cancel.
New image.
Delete. 2 of 8.
Delete.
Send. Submit.
Send.
Rename image. 4 of 8.
Send this to Frank. And,
send. Submit. Rename image.
Rename image.
Go to images.
Go to images.
Settings. 6 of 8.
Settings.
Help. 7 of 8.
Help.
Exit. 8 of 8.
And exit. Let's go back to,
Delete. 2 of 8.
I'm going to hit select.
Select. Delete image. P1. Yes. P2. No.
I'm going to hit key 1.
Yes. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
Okay, and that's the way the camera works. It's real simple. So if you have somebody that really likes to fool around with this, you can do it. It's very accessible, and you can get at your images and delete them and everything and look at them with a file view. You can't obviously see them if you're blind, but somebody else can if you've taken a picture or something, and maybe you get it right. I mean, if you you can buy a program called Fandango with this phone, and it will actually give you zooming capability and all kinds of neat stuff. I purchased it for my wife because she's got a Nokia 3652, and you know, it's pretty cool. So that is a neat function. It actually works. So you can try it out if you dare. Okay? I don't know too many blind people who have used it, but I have tried, and I actually took a good picture of my wife's face. Let's keep going down the menus here.
Images.
Now, you can also go in here and manipulate your images. You can do it also inside the camera thing if you want to. Real One Player, that works. Now, when you're listening to audio files, talks won't talk, but you can listen to MP3 files on here or Real One files. You can download them from the Internet, play them on your phone. Now, talks is not browser compatible yet, and there's a couple of reasons for that. The Symbian browser is really, really hard to code into, and so Marcus and the people that make the Talk software having a little bit of a problem integrating the browser with the telephone. So unfortunately, we can't browse the internet just yet, but hopefully within the next couple of years, Talks will give us access to the internet on the telephone, which a lot of people use, and it would revolutionize things for us. But we do have email, and especially if you have AOL, you can check your calendar and your messages, as I said before. Okay, pressing on here, the next thing that we have in the menu is
services.
Now, this lets you get into your T-zones, internet T-zones, or your internet download zone, where you can download ringtones directly to your phone and all that stuff. You don't have to be on the computer, but of course, that's not accessible to us right now. So we have to do it by computer, and to do that, you would go to www.mynokia.com, and after you get your phone and your software installed, you log in, create an account, and you can download a good program to download that works very well with Talks is IM Plus 4.0. It's $29.95, I believe, and it allows you to connect with AOL Instant Messenger, Microsoft Instant Messenger, ICQ, all of the Instant Messenger applications. It's kind of like a trillion on your phone is what it is, and it works very well with Talks, and so if you're into that kind of thing, you can download that program and it will work very well. Another program that is kind of neat is MP3 to Go. You can download that from mysymbian.com, www.mysymbian.com. Symbian is the software that runs the phones, the Nokia phones. It's the operating system, in other words. And you can download Symbian updates, and you can download, of course, you'd have to go to a local store to get your OS updated. I don't think you can just download the updates and do them yourself on the phone. But you can update your Real One Player and your other software from there, or go to www.nokiausa.com and find your phone on the combo box there. Middle of the way down the page, find your model, press enter on that once you have it, and you can find all kinds of software and accessories that go with your particular model of the phone. And of course, we're talking about the Nokia 3650 here today, and all kinds of stuff goes with this phone, okay? So that's what your services do. Video recorder really works. It's not accessible, but you can record video with your phone. And you can record, I think, up to 2 minutes of video and send it or do whatever you want to with it. And it does work. It This phone's got a built-in mic on the back, believe it or not, along with a built-in camera, and by golly, it works. I don't know what to tell you.
Games, 10 of 23.
Games don't work.
Applications, 11 of 23.
Applications, that's where you can go in and look at the list of applications you have.
Profiles, 12 of 23.
Profiles. Now, this is really cool because on your cell phone, if you are the usual blind person that doesn't have speech yet, your profiles aren't accessible to you, which is a real pain because what if you happen to push a wrong button and change your ringtone? Or what if your vibra has been turned off and it doesn't vibrate anymore and you can't tell whether or not it's ringing? Well, in here you can set all of that stuff, and let's go in here and I'll show you how accessible that is.
Select. Profiles window. Normal. 1 of 5. P1. Options. Pinto. Exit.
Okay, you've got 5 profiles here. You've got normal.
Silent.
Silent.
5. 3 of 5.
Meeting.
Outdoor. 4 of 5. Pager. 5 of 5.
Okay, outdoor and pager. Let's go back to normal.
Silent. 2 of normal. 1 of 5. Select. Select. 1 of 2. P1. Select. Pinto. Cancel. Customize. 2 of 2. Select. Breaking tone. Nokia tune.mid. 1 of 9. P1. Options. Pinto. Back.
Okay, we're in the normal profile menu, and here are the things you can customize. You can change the ringing tone, which is the first option.
Ringing options, ringing, 2 of 9.
Ringing options.
Ringing volume, 3 of 9.
Ringing volume.
Message alert tone, Nokia tune.mid, 4 of 9.
Message alert. Notice thing, this is MIDI compatible. It's got a composer. You can even compose your own ringtones if you want. So this puppy will do it all.
Vibrating alert on, 5 of 9.
Vibrating alert is on.
Keypad tones level 3, 6 of 9.
Keypad tones level 3. You can make your keypad tones quieter or louder.
Warning tones on, 7 of 9.
Warning tones are on.
Alert for all calls, 8 of 9.
Alert for all calls.
Select. Normal window. Alert for all calls, 1 of 1. P1. Okay, P2. Cancel.
Let's cancel that. I accidentally hit select.
Alert for all calls, 8 of 9. P1. Profile name normal, 9 of 9.
Profile name is normal. All right, let's go back up here, and I will show you how to select a ringing tone. I've got one already selected, but we'll just go back up here and have a little fun.
Ringing volume, 3 of 9. Ringing tone, Nokia tune.mid, 1 of 9.
Okay.
Select. Nokia tune.mid, 23 of 30. P1.
All right.
Select. P2. Cancel.
23 of 30. Now, I am on the in a list box here where I can arrow up and down. Oh, bad baby. Now you'll notice that the talks tells you what the ringtone is before it plays it. Now that's pretty cool.
Message.mid. Message free. Dot.
Anyway, those are the ringtones and how you select them, and you can adjust anything and everything you'd ever want to in here. Let's get out of it.
Back. Normal, 1 of 5. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
All right.
Exit. Menu window. Profiles. 12 of 23. P1. Options.
Okay.
P2. Favorites. 13 of 23.
Favorites is your Internet Explorer menu. We're back in the menus now, and we're down arrowing through the menus.
To-do. 14 of 23.
To-do list. That is a notepad thing where you can just type in things you need to do. And you can set reminders, and it will remind you when you're supposed to do them. Let's go in here.
Select. To-do list window. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Options. To-do note. 1 of 3. P1. Select. P2. Cancel.
New to-do note.
Help. 2 of 3.
Help.
Exit.
Exit.
To-do note. 1 of 3.
Simple.
Cancel. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
There, here's help. Now let's go into help and I'll show you how neat this is. You can choose anything in here that you want
select
to get help on.
Help window. 7. Text. Key 1.
Right.
Options. Key 2.
One touch dialing.
Application manager. Dot, dot, dot.
Application manager.
Applications.
Applications.
Bluetooth. Bookmarks.
Bookmarks.
Browser settings.
Browser settings.
Calculator.
And so on.
Applications. 3 of 4. Application manager. 1-touch dialing. 1 of 47.
Let's go to one touch dialing and press select and see what talk says. It's going to read the help to
us. Select. 1-touch dialing window. 1-touch dialing. 1 of 1. P1. Options. P2. Back. To assign 1-touch dialing keys to phone numbers or to change the phone numbers linked to the 1-touch dialing keys, go to menu greater than tools greater than 1-touch dialing. Dot. To assign 1-touch dialing keys. 1. Dot. Scroll to an available 1-touch dialing location and press the scroll key. Dot. 2. Dot. Select assign. 3. Dot. Select the contact to whom you want to assign a 1-touch dialing key. Select the phone number. Tip. You can assign numbers from less than 2 greater than to less than 9 greater than as 1-touch dialing keys. Some number keys may be assigned as 1-touch dials to special phone numbers. For example, number less than 1 greater than is reserved for your voicemail box. To call a phone number linked to a 1-touch dialing.
Okay.
Back. 1-touch dialing. 1 to 1. P1. Options. P. Back. Help window. 1-touch dialing. 1 to 47. Text. P1. Options.
Okay, and you can go all the way down through here and get help.
Menu window.
Some pretty good help on any of the phone's menus functions. It's real handy.
Connectivity, 16 of 23.
Connectivity. This is where you can go in here and choose Bluetooth, infrared, or modem. However you want to connect to your PC or to another phone or to another device.
Extras, 17 of 23.
Extras.
Select. Extras window. Notes, 1 of 8. P1. Options, P2.
Back. You can write notes.
Calculator.
Converter, 3 of 8. Which works, by the way. Converter.
Recorder, 4 of 8.
Recorder. Let's try this, because this is kind of fun. This thing has a voice recorder in it, so if I press select.
Select. Recorder window, P1. Options, P2. Exit.
Okay, now if I press, I can press to get into the options, but if I press select again and start talking, it's going to start recording my voice. Okay, here we go.
Select. Record sound clip. 1 to 1. P1. Select. P2. Cancel.
Okay. When I press it again, it's going to record me. It's on record sound clip. So here we go. This is a test. 1, 2, 3. I am recording on the recording part of the phone here using the voice recorder. I'm now going to stop the recording by pressing key 2.
Saving sound clip. P2. Cancel. Recorder window. 00. Colon. 12. Options, P2, back.
Okay, it said saving clip, then it says 00 to 12. That means it's 0 seconds to 12 seconds. That means the clip is 12 seconds long. Now, if I want to play it, I just press the select key, which is the middle of the 5-arrow key. Okay, and listen.
This is a test, 1, 2, 3. I am recording on the recording part of the phone here using the voice recorder. I'm now going to stop the recording by pressing key.
Okay, and I stopped it by pressing key 2. Now, if I want to delete it, I just press key 1.
Pause. Record sound clip 1 of 7. P1. Select. Delete 2 of 7. Select. Delete sound clip. P1. Yes. P2. No. Yes. P1. Options. P2. Back.
Okay, I pressed key 1 for yes, and it deleted it. And it's that simple. You can record as long as you want on there. There's no limit. However, if you run out of phone memory, you'll find out.
Back. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Exit. Exit. Extras window. Recorder. 4 of 8. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Back.
We're back in the extras window. Let's keep going down.
Composer. 5 of 8.
Composer. That's where you compose ringtones.
Select. Composer window, P1, options, P2, exit. Options, new tone, 1 of 3, P1, select, P2, cancel. Help, 2 of 3, exit, 3 of 3, help, 2 of 3.
This is interesting. Let's click on the help here and see what we get about composing ringtones.
Select, P1, options, P2, exit. Ringing tones window. To play written ringing tones or to compose new tones, go to menu greater than extras greater than composer. To play written a ringing tone, scroll to the tone and press the scroll key. Dot, note, colon, the default ringing tone cannot be edited. Dot, note, not all ringing tones can be opened in composer. Dot, to compose a new ringing tone, press options and select new tone. Dot, to delete a ringing tone, scroll to the tone and press less than C greater than. Dot, P1, options, P2, close.
Okay.
Sin,
Okay, SIM is where you get into your SIM card, as we said. Log, you create a log in there.
Tools.
You can add applications or remove applications in tools, set up settings, different types of settings for your phone. That's where you adjust your one-touch dialing and everything like that. Let's go in here.
Select tools window, settings, 1-4, P1, options, P2, Mac, app manager, 2-4.
App manager.
Voicemail box, 3-4.
Voicemail box.
One-touch dialing, 4-4.
One-touch touch dialing, and you can escape out of that. Talks off, that's you would press select on here and talks would turn off. And it would not come on next time you turn the phone on. Okay? So don't do that unless you want to turn talks off. You'll have to, if you do that, you'll have to turn on the phone and press the menu button and scroll down 22 times and press the select button to turn talks on again. Talks on.
Talk settings, 23 of 23.
Talks settings. All right, let's go in here and see what we can see what we can do.
Select. Talk settings window. Output ETI Eloquence, 1 of 8, P1, options, P2, exit.
Output is ETI Eloquence.
Volume, 2 of 8.
You can adjust the volume.
Speed, 3 of 8.
The speed.
Pitch, 4 of 8.
The pitch.
Key echo, none.
The key echo. You can have none. Words or words and letters.
Speak uppercase, yes, 6 of 8.
Speak uppercase, yes or no.
Use spelling alphabet, no, 7 of 8.
Use spelling alphabet, yes or no, like Alpha, Echo, Charlie.
Speak punctuation, none, 8 of 8.
Speak punctuation's none. And that's it.
Key echo, none, 5 of 8.
Now, let's say we wanted to change key echo. I've got it on none. Key echo is letters.
Key echo is words. 3 of 4.
Key echo is words.
Key echo is both. 4 of 4.
Both.
Key echo is words. Key echo is letters. 2 of 4.
I'm gonna set it on letters.
Select. Key echo letters. 5 of 8. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Exit. Menu window. Talk settings. 23 of 23. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
Okay. Now, one more thing I want to show you. Talks has what we call shortcut keys. Now those are keys. Now we remember we told you that the talks key was located right below the call key on your phone. It is a small little button that is just below the call key. The first key you've got on the left is your options key. That's about an inch long and it's round. Actually, it's an inch long and it's flat. I apologize, it's flat. And then on the other side, you got a flat button that's your key too. Talks key is right below the call key. So you have your options key, then down below that you have your call key, then you have your talks key. If you press that and any key from 1 through 9, star, pound, up arrow, down arrow. I'm going to show you what all these keys do. All right? So here we go. We're going to go slow here. We're going to press talks and then key 1.
Talks. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Network 1R. T-Mobile. Charging battery. Documents and outbox.
Okay, that reads the title. You've got, it reads documents and outbox. It says 1 bar, which means I don't have a very good signal here. Okay, the talks and the call key does nothing.
Talks. P-echo is text. P1. Options. P2. Back.
Okay, that changes key echo. Okay.
Talks. P-echo is both. Talks. P-echo is none. Talks. P-echo is letters.
Talks and the number, that was talks and the number 1 I just pressed. This is talks and the number 2.
Talks. Speak uppercase is no.
Speak uppercase is no. Okay? That's fine. That's a toggle. If I pressed it again.
Talks. Speak uppercase is yes. Talks. cases, no.
Okay, that's what we want. All right, talks and three.
You spelling alphabet is no.
That is talks and three. Okay? Now, talks and four.
Talks. Speak punctuation is some.
Speak punctuation is some.
Talks. Speak punctuation is most. Talks. Speak punctuation is all. Talks. Speak punctuation is none.
Okay. Talks and five.
Talks.
All right, that's talks and six. Here's where we get to talks and seven.
Talks. Speed is four.
Talks and eight.
Talks. Speed is five.
Okay, that's toggling your speed. Talks and nine does nothing.
Talks.
Talks and zero.
Talks. Trading mode is yes. Talks. Trading mode is no. P1, camera, P2, T-zones.
Okay, I'm clearing the phone there. You press the in button and hold it down to clear numbers if you've dialed them in there. Okay. Those are the... Okay, now we have to show you the number. Now, we got done with the numbers. Now, if we do a talks and a star key, let's see what that does for us.
Talks. Talks settings window. Employee TI elements. 1 of 8. P1. Options.
Okay.
Exit.
That gets you directly into the talks settings, okay? That's a shortcut key for the talks settings. That would be talks key and the star. Now I'm going to do talks key and the pound.
Talks. TMO window. Text. P1. Options. P2. Back.
It doesn't appear to do anything. So, that's basically pretty much this Nokia 3650 phone with talks software. If you want more information about it, you can email either Seth, S-E-T-H, at beyondsight.com, or Cindy Meisner at Cindy@beyondsight.com. They'll be more than happy to give you all the information about the Talk software and the Nokia 3650. Again, the price for the software is $249, and the Nokia 3650 is between, you can probably get one for $200 to $400 depending on where you looked. Retail, I think it's like... I think it's like $395 or $400 or something like that retail. Anyway, that does it for this demo of the Talks 3650 and the Talks software. Thank you very much for listening. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much to Robert Hubbard there for his comprehensive description of the Nokia 3650. Main Menu would like to remind listeners outside the United States that Talks is available, and a list of dealers can be found from the official Talks website, which is online now at www.talks.de. Well, it's time for Main Menu to log off for the first time this season, and we look forward to having the pleasure of your company again next week. Until next time, this is Dave Williams on behalf of all the Main Menu contributors saying thanks for listening and bye for now.